We're back on TalkZone for more Our Global Hope, world-changing leadership talk with your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Henrik Mann, host of Our Global Hope, and we have as our guest Ms. Elaine Betts, author, speaker, and organizational consultant. Elaine, could you share with us a little bit about BNI, what it is and how it's helped you?
Yes, Henrik. BNI is a global organization, Business Networking International is what it stands for. They're in 43 different countries now, and there's chapters all over the world. The whole purpose behind BNI, its mission, is givers gain, and it's about helping one another build their business. It's all business related. By sharing your business and building relationships, then it's on a local level, but a global network. So you can work locally to build your business, and then that becomes a global network. And I found it to be absolutely invaluable. I've used the services of members in England, where my son is in Denver, all over the place. It's just a really phenomenal network, and it's brought to me some wonderful relationships all over the world.
Elaine, you're also part of our personal organizers professional organization. Can you tell us about that?
I belong to quite a few different organizations. The one I enjoy the most is probably American Society for Training and Development, where I can turn my skills into presentations and learn more training techniques, where, again, it helps me be able to pass that information on to others.
Elaine, if somebody's going to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
My website is very easy. It's GoFar Consulting, G-O-F-A-R Consulting .com. And my email address is elaine@gofarconsulting. And my phone number is a very easy way to get hold of me, and that's 510-326-0763.
Charlie, when you think of the importance of organizations that we belong to and how that shapes our own sense of time use, what do you think of?
Well, I think the most important thing, Henrik and Elaine, is that the relationships are really what open doors for business, for service, for opportunity, for synergy in some cases, for training. The networking organizations are building relationships. Also, if there's an area of growth or improvement, the more you are engaged with others equally committed to that kind of growth or improvement, and you're communicating about goals, you're communicating about your aims, the more they're going to be able to give the input and sometimes just the impetus or encouragement you need. And in the 21st century, every professional is essentially going to be a full-time contractor no matter what organization they're working for. And there'll be continual reinvention and recasting and representation of oneself and one's organization. And so these networks are only going to grow and become more important as we continue to go into the century.
When I think of the issue of personal organization and leadership, Charlie, I recognize that the 21st century means that we've got more information at our fingertips than we've ever had before in our lives. Is there a certain point at which, no matter how efficient we are with using our time, that we just can't handle all of the information?
I completely agree, and I would go one step further. This is why mission and focus and values and Elaine's organizational skills become so important. Because knowing that we can't know it all, that can actually be quite liberating. Not giving up on learning, but deciding that, you know, I'm simply not going to be able to be expert in these 23 things, but on these 5 or 6 that are a priority, that's where I'm going to place my focus. And I think we can avoid the mile wide, inch deep if we're just very, very clear about what we're to be about at a given season in our life.
Elaine, what do you have as some thoughts about this issue of too much information?
Well, then, all sorts of ideas, really. As you say, it's about prioritization, looking to see really what is most important and what your strengths are. I'm a great believer in that we have our strengths, and we should really focus on what those strengths are. So when we've got a lot of information, look and see what we're good at and what we can delegate to other people. Again, part of the planning involved and being proactive there, and then just prioritizing other things. In fact, Tiger Woods is a great example of being what you're good at and your strengths. And there's a book called Now Discover Your Strengths, and that is a very good book to read about looking at your strengths. But in the book there, they talk about Tiger Woods having a strength in his game for putting and his long game. But he's inconsistent by professional standards by chipping out of a bunker. And so he does what is called damage control. And damage control is where you play to your strengths so that you don't even notice the weaknesses. So when you've got a gazillion things to do, look at the things that you're really strong at, work on those and delegate the things. Have somebody around you who is stronger at the things that you're not so strong at.
Elaine, when I look on your website, I see 5 practical time management tips. Be aware, choose wisely, take control, do what you do best, and start with the big one. Can you tell us what start with the big one refers to?
That's a big project. Start with the big one. Everything that we do, if it's a big project, it seems to be the one that most people will put off until the very last minute. And obviously then it becomes very overwhelming and people stick their heads in the sand and pretend it's not there for a while. But if we chunk it down and take the first step, it's amazing how much we can achieve and how good that makes us feel. And that's part of the component too, feeling good about what we do rather than making ourselves feel bad or feel guilty that we haven't done something. If we just take little steps at a time on something and ask, if we don't know how to do something, ask. I think by chunking it down and doing a little bit every day, we get there.
Elaine, as we close in our last minutes here, do you have a quick word for young people who are just entering the workforce and who maybe have struggled with homework and with personal discipline? Any hopeful thoughts for them and for those who struggle?
Well, for those who struggle, I would just say be determined. The what you're looking for will occur if you do not give up. Do not give up on anything. Education is so important and it will lead the path for so many opportunities. Don't be afraid to take those opportunities as they come and just really embrace every single moment that you can. Take the opportunities, grab them with both hands, and don't be afraid to try something.
Well, as we close our show for today, I want to thank our guest, Miss Elaine Betts. Thanks, Elaine. You've done a great job.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And I also want to thank our co-host, Dr. Charlie Self, and our listeners for joining us on our Global Hope, and thank our producer, Mr. Dave Olson, for his expertise in guiding our show towards excellence. You've been listening to our Global Hope, World-Changing Leadership Talk, an outreach of GenCom International. You can reach me through the website at ourglobalhope.com. Until next week, you're encouraged to spread the word that the most inspiring leaders are those who operate from the strength of truth, love, and nonviolence. This is your host, Dr. Henrik Mann. Now let's go change our world for the better.